This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A federal jury has found that MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell defamed a Dominion Voting Systems employee. Eric Coomer will be awarded $2.3 million in damages. Lindell is among various conservative media fixtures who have repeated false claims that Coomer and Dominion used their election equipment to flip votes to Joe Biden in the 2020 election. Coomer has sued Lindell, the Trump campaign, and multiple right-wing media organizations. A conference on psychedelics that brings together scientists, academics, community leaders, and policymakers is back in Denver today. CPR's Chiara Damari reports.
This year's conference is titled Psychedelic Science 2025, The Integration. That's a play on words referencing how people integrate lessons from psychedelic trips into their day-to-day lives. And the conference is taking that to a macro level as experts navigate a new legal landscape and what comes next. The week-long conference will feature workshops, panels, community rooms, and an art expo. Governor Jared Polis and Attorney General Phil Weiser are among the keynote speakers, along with former Texas Governor Rick Perry and NFL athletes. The conference is being hosted by the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, also called MAPS, and it runs through this Friday. I'm Chiara Damari, CPR News.
Free wildfire home assessments are now available in rural parts of eastern Boulder County. That's according to Wildfire Partners, a county program that helps residents prepare for fires. The program is supposed to help residents take steps to reduce their wildfire risk. This is CPR News.